This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. We'll start off today by hearing from Jake Flanders, who is the project manager for the Intelligence Solutions Group with John Deere. Jake and I had a conversation about John Deere's new management software and mobile apps. Jake, one of the things that you're involved with is precision agriculture, and we want to talk a little bit about the big data that farmers are receiving from their operations.
Yep, big data is kind of one of those buzzwords. What it is really that farmer's data off of his fields, that precision ag information that can help him make decisions to how can I become more productive, how can I do better the next time. That's really what it's there to provide for them.
And John Deere actually has an online kind of management center for that data. So let's talk a little bit about that and what that entails.
Sure. The John Deere Operations Center is really, you know, in its most simple form is online farm management software. It's bringing together that machine information, the land information, and bringing it all up in one space that's accessible from anywhere. You don't have to be in the field to see what's going on in the field. But on top of that, it's also providing a collaboration space. So it's an area where these growers can connect with their trusted advisors, those people that help them make decisions, their agronomists, their contractor, their John Deere dealer. And they can all look at that same set of data. The customer provides them access to just what they need to see. And that allows them to get those insights on the information, help them become more productive.
Now, is this something that they, I guess, need to create maybe a user account for and then they access that? Explain that a little bit.
Yep, super easy. Everybody knows how to create an account online for, you know, whatever you're signing up for, right? It's no different process. You're creating basically a virtual version of your farm just right there online.
Okay, and what kind of benefits can farmers see from using this?
A lot of people have been collecting data off their machines, off of their land for years. People have been telling them, collect data, document, right? But what do they do with it? This is really providing them that context to that data. It's turning it into information, so something they can use to make decisions. For example, I know how much fuel I use today in that machine, right? That's a data point. But what does that tell me to how do I use less fuel in the future? So the operations center gives it that context of what was that machine doing when it used that fuel? What was the operation it was performing? Was the ground wet or dry? You know, what field was it in? Was it a hilly field or a flat field? Who was running the equipment, my seasoned operator or the new guy? So all that stuff, all those variables can come together to give that data point context and then allow me to start to understand what are the variables that affected the way that equipment performed or that field performed.
Well, it's definitely, it sounds like a way that farmers can improve their operation and really utilize that information. Is there anything else that you would like to mention that we haven't touched on yet?
Sure. You know, we've got a great set of mobile apps that just came out in the last year. SeedStar Mobile is one of them, and Harvest Mobile. Basically, what they allow the iPad to do is become another display integrated right there in the cab. So it's connecting that iPad directly to the equipment and giving you a real-time view of what's going on in the field for that operator. And not only for that operator, but also for somebody who's not in the field, right? So with Harvest Mobile, for example, the farm manager can remote in and see exactly what's going on right there in the iPad. Those solutions are really providing an easy way for those operators to run that equipment more efficiently without maybe being as experienced as some of the other people on the farm.
And are these apps available exclusively for iPads, or are they available for other devices as well?
They are exclusive for the iPad at the moment. We're not ready to start connecting the phones and other mobile devices directly to the cab. You really need that full-size display to see this information clearly.
Once again, that was the project manager for the Intelligence Solutions Group with John Deere, Jake Flanders. We'll be back with more after these messages. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack reminds farmers that the next general enrollment period for the Conservation Reserve Program began yesterday, December 1st, and ends on February 26th of 2016. December of this year also marks the 30th anniversary of the CRP program. As of September of this year, 24.2 million acres were enrolled in CRP. CRP is also protecting more than 170,000 stream miles with riparian forest and grass buffers, which is enough to go around the world 7 times. Participants in the Conservation Reserve Program establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees known as covers, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive agricultural lands. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. Contract duration is between 10 and 15 years for the program. The long-term goal of CRP is to reestablish native plant species on marginal agricultural lands for the primary purpose of preventing soil erosion and improving water quality, along with reducing the loss of wildlife habitats. Contracts on 1.64 million acres of CRP ground are set to expire on September 30th of next year. Producers with expiring contracts or producers with environmentally sensitive land are encouraged to evaluate their options under the program. Since it was established on December 23rd of 1985, the Conservation Reserve Program has prevented more than 9 billion tons of soil from eroding, which is enough soil to fill 600 million dump trucks. It has also reduced nitrogen and phosphorus runoff relative to annually tilled cropland by nitrogen for 95% and 85% for phosphorus. It has also sequestered an annual average of 49 million tons of greenhouse gases, which is equal to taking 9 million cars off the road. December will be another busy month for agriculture on Capitol Hill as groups like the American Farm Bureau push to win year-end tax and other legislation. Producers still don't know what tax breaks they'll have to buy equipment or make other investments this year, which is a repeat of last December, except that key breaks like Section 179 single-year expensing have already expired. What was a $500,000 write-off for equipment and structures remains at just $25,000. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says a fix to the legislation is needed for farmers, implement dealers, and agriculture suppliers.
It was important to get this done at the start of the year. It is getting critical that it gets done now because, again, we've got farmers and ranchers all across the country, men and women trying to make decisions on things that they need to do on their farming and ranching operations. And this is a critical tool that helps make that bottom line work out for them.
December could also see a big budget fight over reopening the farm bill.
We also understand that there may be more efforts to reopen the farm bill in this budget process. So that's one of the things that we've got the radar turned way up high to make sure we don't have a whole nother farm bill debate start unraveling here in these next couple of weeks.
Efforts are also underway to repeal the Environmental Protection Agency's controversial Waters of the U.S. rule.
We've had a lot of activity, as you know, in the Senate side here just recently. We are hopeful that we can get something in this omnibus that really makes it clear that EPA is going to have to pull this rule back.
Farm Bureau is also lobbying for Senate action on a GMO labeling bill that's similar to legislation that passed the House, which calls for a uniform national labeling system to head off a patchwork of state labeling rules. Congress has just 11 planned days of session in December. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.